Along the banks of the Rio Grande, a small group of kids splash in the murky water. They wear shorts with no shirts, and they leap from a makeshift dock into the river. Not far away, their parents stand on a hill that overlooks the water. And behind them stretches a village of hundreds of tents they call home. Fernando is from Honduras and has lived in the camp for almost a year. Like others here, he'll only speak if we don't use his full name. He holds his 10-month-old girl. He playfully asks the baby if she wants to go back home. Fernando says living here hasn't been easy. It was always a life of uncertainty. Now, there's been an unexpected twist. The coronavirus might reach the camp, and he feels they're invisible in the eyes of the Mexican government.
No, nosotros no somos prioridad aquí.
We're not a priority here. We're in their way. That's how they see us. Imagine, if we get the virus, we don't have security.
He says COVID-19 has put his family in a tough spot.
We're thinking about sending our kids to the U.S. It's hard to be separated from your children, but I feel like they'll be safer from the virus in the U.S. than here living in tents and these conditions.
Because his kids are minors, ages 16 years old, 9 years, and 10 months, U.S. policy will admit them to the country if they are unaccompanied by an adult, which means they will have to cross alone.
We're going to try this tonight to see if the kids can cross. If not, we're going to try to cross them through the river.
While some families think of a way out of the camps, others do their best to make the tents safe and healthy. Down the path from Fernando's tent is Yamali. She's from Honduras and has 3 kids. She says she doesn't want anyone to lose their life and hopes no one dies because of the virus. There are now signs posted with cartoon sketches on how to properly wash hands. Another sign reads, Inventa un nuevo saludo, which means invent a new greeting. But the bigger impact, it comes from U.S. volunteers. If they stop coming, Yamali says it could cause chaos because they depend on their help. Some of these nonprofits will limit their crossings into Matamoros due to the fear of spreading the virus to migrants or contracting it themselves. But Global Response Management, or GRM, will continue.
We as an organization are good at disasters. We try to think about the worst case scenario and plan for that and then hope for the best.
Daniel Taylor, a GRM remote paramedic, says following U.S. safety guidelines is almost impossible in a tented camp.
Things like social distancing is very difficult here, simply because the living conditions, some people are in 10-foot by 10-foot tents, and there may be 4 or 5 people in that.
A measure they have made is adding more hand washing stations. They're also pursuing coronavirus testing kits, if only they can cut through the red tape.
So our organization actually has access to rapid tests that we could have imported into Mexico. We need the Mexican government to approve that. So far, that has not happened.
That's Helen Perry. She's GRM's director and a trained army nurse from the Ebola crisis.
We're even offering to give 500 kits to the local hospital for them to be able to test. We desperately need them.
While the testing kits are tied up by the Mexican government, one migrant has decided it's time for his family to leave the camp. Fernando has made up his mind. His 16 and 9-year-old kids will cross the border alone.
It's going to be hard. My heart is going to break into several pieces. It's very hard.
At nightfall, he and his wife hug their children tightly. Everyone is in tears. The kids walk across the international bridge to turn themselves into U.S. border agents, all in hopes of being safer there than here at the camp. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.